Hi, I'm Dave Kale. Welcome to today's podcast for salespeople. Today we're doing the second of a series on asking questions, loosely based on my book, Question Your Way to Sales Success. So we're talking about the power of a question. Now, last time we talked about the function of a good sales question. It directs a person's thinking, it provides information, creates insights, conveys the perception of competence. Now, those are just some of the bigger things. It does a whole lot more than that, but that's the beginning. Today, we're going to take it one step further than that and talk about, you know, how do you get to the point where you have some good questions to use? And that brings us to rule number one for asking good questions. And the rule is this: prepare your major questions word for word. Let me repeat that. Prepare your major questions word for word. Now, wait, I know what you're thinking. Does that mean that I can't make up questions spur of the moment? No, of course not. Of course you're going to make up questions spur of the moment, you know, in the ebb and flow of conversation. But what it does mean is that you are going to, in every major sales call, in every important sales call, you're going to have 3 to 4 or 5 questions prepared word for word. Word for word. Now, you're thinking, wait a minute, why do I need to prepare them word for word? Well, remember last time we talked about the power of a question. What's the fundamental power of a good sales question? It directs the customer's thinking. In other words, when you ask a question, remember, they think of the answer. Okay, so what if you ask the question one word off? They think of the wrong answer. You have directed them through sloppy questioning. You've directed them to think of the wrong things. I mean, it's just that simple. Now, not only does that affect the content, you know, the focus of your question, but also the specific language in your question. Let me give you a couple examples. Let's say, here's a question that one of the things I do in my seminars is I will often break the group up into small groups and give them a sales situation, have them come up with questions, word for word questions. And here's a question that commonly comes up. You know, following a presentation, somebody will say to the customer, well, what did you not like about my proposal? Okay, now just think of that. What's the customer going to think about? All the problems with your proposal, right? Who made him think of that? You. Because you asked a stupid question. Why would you ever ask a question like that? Will you please look through my proposal and show me everything that you find wrong? What? I mean, the focus of that question is very inappropriate. And honestly, that comes up almost every time I do a seminar. Somebody somewhere is going to think that's a good question. Well, if you think about it beforehand, if you prepare your major questions word for word beforehand, gives you the opportunity to think some of those things through and not ask stupid questions. Here's another one. Now, that has to do with the focus of the question. But the reason you prepare questions beforehand also has to do with the language in your questions. And the language can be just as difficult. For example, here's a question that people will come up with all the time. And that is, who makes the decision on this product? Okay, so that's their question. Who makes the decision on this product? Now, let's just think about that a minute. Who do you think made the decision on this product last time around? The person you're talking to, right? And when you say to them, who makes the decision, what you're really saying to them, between the lines, what you're saying between the lines is, I understand you're a flunky, so tell me who's really important. I mean, that's the impression that question has. So we're not going to use that question. We're just going to change the language a little bit. See, just so issue, the focus is okay, but the language is the issue. And say something like this: who beside yourself will be involved in this decision? You see what you've done? You just included them, made them feel good in the language of your question. So the reason you prepare your questions is to make sure you're focusing on the right things, make sure your language is appropriate. Now, again, the power of a question is so powerful that there is probably nothing that you can prepare that is more important in a sales call than to prepare the language in your questions. Let me give you just one more example. This is from my own experience. When I first began my consulting practice, one of the projects that we often did was we would create telemarketing programs for our clients. And then, you know, we'd hire a telemarketer and train them and create the scripts and all that sort of thing. And so I did that for one of my clients who was a seller of industrial scales. And we had a part-time telemarketer whose job it was to call, just call lists of people and say, do you have any scales on the budget this year? And if they said yes, it became a lead for the salespeople. And if no, said thank you very much and moved on. So we installed that program. About a month later, I came back to see how it was going. So I'm sitting across the desk from my client, say, how's it going? And he said, well, in one sense, it's going very well. And I said, what's that? And he said, well, the telemarketer is generating more leads than we anticipated. And I said, good. He said, not so good. I said, oh? He said, yeah, I've got a problem. I said, what's the problem? And he said, I can't get the salespeople to follow up on the leads. I said, oh. He said, so I have a question. I said, what's your question? And he said, how do I get the salespeople to follow up on the leads? And I said, I think that's the wrong question. And he said, what should I ask? And I said, how do I get the leads followed up on? And you're thinking, what? Listen to me. Now, the first question was, how do I get the salespeople to follow up on the leads? Where is our thinking going to be directed? Salespeople, right? The solution is going to be salespeople. Why? Because that's how we ask the question. You see that? Now, let's change the question, open it up, make it a more creative potential set of solutions. How do I get the leads followed up on? Well, it could be the salespeople, but it could be the telemarketer. It could be independent reps. It could be a combination email fax program. It could, you see, all at once, it could. The range of creative solutions has been dramatically expanded because we changed the language in the question. Do you see that? Now, the ultimate power of a question is when you ask a question, they think of the answer. That puts you in charge to some degree of their thinking. So the reason you create questions word for word is to make sure they're thinking the things that you would like them to think, that not the things that are going to be detrimental to your cause, but things are going to be positive to your cause. That's the power of a question. That's why we apply rule number one. Prepare your major questions word for word. Word for word. Got it? Okay. Go forth and sell well. We're done. Bye-bye.